Hello and welcome to ProU Podcast, episode number 428, reflecting on 2021. I guess this would be considered a continuation because it's still about 2021. And here we are. Happy, happy new year, 2022. But I had this, you know, kind of singular message to share, episode 427, and I thought it was kind of a complete thought, and I hadn't really got to my notes that I had thought about, you know, moments and special thank you kind of things, and I wanted to get that episode out. So that would be this episode. Albeit 2022, this is me still reflecting on 2021, and just, you know, the details, the timing, how things happened, and, you know, and then I just wanted to say thank you to you, the listeners, number one, to my clients, and, you know, and just things that kind of affected me. And things that are still going on that are affecting me. And, of course, I get some quotes in there. So we will see you with new stuff, new journey, new path news in 2022, next episode. But this one is still just looking back and thinking, which I always, you know, I just tell people, you know, you don't have to, you know, move away from people, get a divorce, you know, not talk to your family, don't have friends to spend time alone so you can grow. But everybody has time alone, whatever percentage that is to the rest of your life. But we all have time that we are alone. And what you're doing with that time is vital, is very important. So if you are taking those moments to be okay and quiet, sit by yourself, alone, and try to control your thoughts, gather your thoughts, pick a thought. That's going to come back to pay you plentiful. So that's what I'm talking about this week. I hope you are well and recovering after the holidays. And here we are in 2022, and COVID is still here. And travel is a nightmare at the airports, and the weather is chaotic. So, again, it's, you know, not like we just turned the page. It's a new day and everything's gone. We're still kind of in it. And I've always thought January was a tough month. So just shouting out to all of you. Hope you're doing well, and hope you're hoping you're managing and navigating your ProU path as well as you can at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for listening. Happy New Year and enjoy. Hello. Yeah, it's me. Still Tom. Identify what stops you from being your ideal vision of yourself. This is a core part of personal growth work. The greatest gift you can give someone is your time, your attention, your love, and your concern. So far, you've survived 100% of your worst days. You're totally awesome. I had a woman comment, "How come I don't feel awesome?" And I replied, "What's your definition of awesome? If you sit still for a moment, you'll be able to think and feel thankful for one thing, at least one thing every day. That is awesome." Peace is not merely a distant goal we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. What is stress? It's the gap between our expectation and reality. more the gap, more the stress. So expect nothing and accept everything. 8 things to quit in 2022. 1, trying to please everyone. 2, fearing change. 3, living in the past. 4, overthinking. 5, being afraid to be different. 6, sacrificing your happiness for others. 7, thinking you're not good enough. 8, thinking you have no purpose. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. This is a quote from Lady Gaga. I had a boyfriend who told me I'd never succeed, never be nominated for a Grammy, never have a hit song, and that he hoped I'd fail. I said to him, someday when we're not together, you won't be able to order a cup of coffee at the fucking deli without hearing or seeing me. I happen to love that. What the new year brings to you depend. What the new year brings to you will depend a great deal on what you bring to the new year. 12 things to always remember. The past cannot be changed. Opinions don't define your reality. Everyone's journey is different. Until you heal, it will hold you hostage. Judgments are a confession of character. Overthinking will lead to sadness. Sustainable happiness is found within. Your mentality shapes your reality. The present moment is all we ever have. If you can't be kind, at least don't be unkind. Failure will only be final if you quit. The energy you give circles back. Love that. So, not so much a continuation, but the last podcast was obviously the last episode of 2021. Here it is. Happy New Year, 2022. And I'm going to kind of reflect a little bit on 2021, because there are things I just wanted to chat about, but that last episode, you know, it's pretty much free flow, and I kind of used to do that back in the day once in a while, and I just liked how it felt, and when I ended, I was like, that's cool, so I ended it there, and I just have some notes, looking back, if I'm gonna, you know, reflect and look at 2021. Well, the one thing is kind of crazy, because, you know, you see on the news, you know, right now, here it is, you know, 2022, and the cancellations of flights due to weather, due to COVID, and then you go back to 2021, 2020, or, you know, 2020, you know, it's like, it's been this way for a while, and I think that's what's, you know, really getting hard for people. So, you know, to me, I'm not, and I don't have that critical, judgmental voice as much as I used to have. But I've been able to cut myself some slack, give myself a break. You know what I mean? Like when it was November, December, I'm like, it's that time of year. Don't worry. You don't have to like have this big super movement going on. You know, just be happy each day, you know, and just took it even slower and, you know, smaller steps. So when I was looking at, you know, 2020 was a life-changing year for me. And I was pretty content, like, if nothing changed. And so in 2021, I was just kind of like, man, if I'm healthy, Zen's healthy, I can pay my bills, I'm good. You know, that's all I was really expecting. So to me, it was like, wow, I did it again. You know, I'm healthy, Zen's healthy, like we did another year. The world isn't, you know, and again, in my small little world, there was not a lot of bad at all. You know, I was just continually working on myself, staying present and being thankful. And I'm like, man, if I, you know, 2022, here you come, and I have nothing written down. I have no idea. I haven't even thought about it, really. It's like kind of funny in a way, but, you know, because it's like on my off time, if I'm thinking about, you know, stuff for the podcast, it's like what I'm going to say. And, you know, last episode was, you know, part of last year. Now it's the new year, and I'm still thinking about, you know, what I'm going to say. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's someone right now. Hey, what's up with 2022? What do you got planned? What do you got going on? What do you hope? I'm like, wow, less than in 2021, I think. I mean, I think I had a couple things in my head, but nothing at all. You know, I liked the path that my life took. You know, when it took little turns and twists, I was kind of cool with it. And, you know, end result, I'm like, yeah, cool, happy with it. But there were some moments that really stood out. Being invited to LEAF, which was the Land Earth Art, or LANO, I'm sorry, LANO Earth Art Festival, that was virtual. And because it was virtual, I was invited, got to participate, which was amazing just to be in that. I mean, it was like, it was probably, you know, one of the biggest things ever at the time, because, you know, I was doing myself solo for, you know, a little over a decade, and, you know, saw these people, loved their work, but that was it. And then all of a sudden, I'm online with them and chatting with them and getting interviewed and posting my pictures. And then that led to the next thing, which was, you know, creating a short film. And, you know, took a bunch of footage, but it really came down to a 4-minute video of just me walking to the beach with Zen, going down, starting it, building it, and then walking back up. And it's like, you know, one of the greatest treasures of my life. And that happened. And then shortly after that, like 2 weeks after that, I got my art in a store, Santa Paula Trading Company in Santa Paula, with Miss Tracy Hannah. And love Tracy, love her store, and that opportunity has just been, you know, because I don't make, you know, big, huge things anymore, but I can bang out little things. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all this stuff now? I'm like, oh, I got a place to bring them. And the drive is cool. It takes me about an hour to get there, but it's a cool drive. And Zen walks around in the store when I'm in there, and everybody loves him. And so those were kind of the three things that happened. I think it was all before my birthday. It was all before March. And I was like, wow, you know, 56, I got to get tattooed. I didn't. But it was just like, again, it was such a surprise to me, because these weren't things that I was, you know, really thinking about. Like, LANO was in Texas, and it was just this 3-day, you know, live event. And I, you know, not really thought about going that much, you know, a little bit, but, you know, not to be invited as an artist. But the whole, you know, COVID thing made it virtual. And then also I was like, well, let's reach out to, you know, people all over the world. And I got invited, and it was fantastic. And then I got to have 4 of my favorite artists on the podcast. And that was super dope. I mean, that was a real personal thing. You know, I'm always trying to have people, you know, when I had guests that had some story, and hoping that, you know, the listeners would find something to resonate with. But those were personal. Like, I get to spend, you know, an hour or whatever chatting with this person. And it was, you know, it's pretty bonding, you know, when, you know, you've known of each other for years, and then you do an event, and then you chat after. It's like, oh, yeah, we're friends now. You know, I mean, that's how I really feel about those guys. So that was very, very, very cool. And then after that, it was funny, because there was a restlessness, and I discovered, it's like, well, I was busy. I mean, I was getting ready for the show. I was prepping this short film, trying to find people to shoot it, edit it. You know, it was kind of a lot. And when it stopped, it was like, well, now what? It was exactly the feeling. And I was like, well, nothing. And that's kind of, you know, being hyper aware, but, you know, in a positive way, and going, oh, okay, that's what it was. I had a lot going on, and now it's slowed down, and there's like a little transition. Okay, cool, I get it. But the seed had been planted. I said always, I never ask, pray for anything. But one thing I kind of dropped out into the universe a couple years ago is, wouldn't it be cool to have all online clients? And it was, you know, whatever, beginning of this year, whatever, I was like, wow, that really happened. Like, I got all online clients. And I was like, well, why? And I was like, well, you could live anywhere then. And I thought, wow, I can. You know, Hollywood's cool, but hey, you know, let me just look. And then it was, I had, you know, it was kind of cool because Mosher broke it down, but I kind of created this reality. There's a little town somewhere along the beach that's not too populated, that's out of L.A., not, you know, on the, you know, on the shoreline. So it will be relatively, you know, what I pay or equivalent, less, whatever. Not at all. Like, I went to like three or four different places and it was just nothing. Like nothing available. And the one place I stopped, it was, I think it was, you know, it was one townhouse available for $2,000 a month. And I was like, you know, I'm like, I don't know. It just, this whole thing happened. And then I was like, well, I got all this stuff. And I started taking stuff down. I'm like, now I got nail holes and nails. And I'm like, well, what if I did move? I'd have to take all this stuff down. And it was kind of like this uncomfortable, but I didn't care thing. Like, I was kind of doing things, like, as if I was moving, but I had no plans. I mean, I have no idea when, where, anything. So I was, like, kind of doing it, but I didn't mind it. But then I spent, you know, a few months where it was kind of like this. Some things were down. There was, you know, spots on the wall. That, like I said, nail holes. And I was like, I didn't care. And it was, you know, part of that, I think, becoming detached. And that's been one of the greatest parts of, you know, the last 8 years, is just, you know, realizing, wow, I don't need that stuff, and getting rid of stuff. And then it was probably 4 years ago when I got rid of my storage unit. And then a year later, I'm like, whatever I haven't touched in my apartment in the last year, I'm getting rid of. And I did that. And then I got rid of like 60% of my clothes. And then it was just stuff around the apartment. Like, I just started taking stuff down, and I could take a bunch of stuff to the, you know, to Santa Paula. So I started doing that. But it wasn't like, okay, I left my home in this. Okay, cool. There it is. It was just this. But finally, I filled the, you know, took out all the nails, filled all the nail holes, and painted, you know, repainted, did some more painting, then some more organizing, then some more cleaning, and some more rearranging. And the whole time it was like I was getting rid of stuff, but yet I had a little bit of space from all the stuff I got rid of that I could store some of the stuff instead of deciding, do I want this? Do I want to sell it? Do I want to get it? I could just, you know, stick, you know, three or four frames in a drawer or in my closet or something. So everything was kind of going away. And then all of a sudden I hit this point. I was like, well, I'm done. Like, my place looks clean, there's less stuff, but there's no nail holes, and, you know, I added a couple things, and I was like, right now, I'm like, wow, this is the best my place has ever, and I got a new faucet for my kitchen, I got a new refrigerator, you know, I painted my, that was the thing I repainted, was the kitchen. I mean, like, everything looked good, and that whole time, the seed was planted about moving. All it really did, if you go, okay, 2021, I thought about moving, and at the end of 21, I was like, well, I love where I live. Happy. Like, this is what I pay. I can totally afford it. You know, I did my little entryway, redid it myself, and the owner that, you know, I know very well, he's like, all right, I just won't raise your rent for the next year. And that's like way more than I, you know, it cost me to do that little entryway, but I was like, still, rent didn't go up, you know, 2 years ago because of COVID. It didn't go up this year for me. And I'm like, I really doubt I can find anything that's this cheap. And I'm like, well, I don't hate where I live. Zen loves it. He's familiar. I could drop off Zen anywhere a mile from here, and he'd find his way home. And not that that would ever happen, but, I mean, he's just comfortable. And that's what happened about the moving thing, is I started realizing, going, okay, I'm going to look at it. You know, what do I like or don't like about Hollywood? And it was just like, well, this is easy. This is convenient. You know, I had this picture in my mind of, like, living out in the middle of nowhere by myself. And it's like, dude, you buy food every day. You know, you need something for Zen once or twice a week. You take Zen to a puppy park, like, three times a week. And you got, like, three or four different puppy parks to take care of. I mean, you got cool walks and, I mean, there's hills and there's mountains and there's hikes. And then if you want to drive an hour, you can go to beaches all over. And there's dog-friendly beaches. And it's like, you know, maybe it's not the best place to live, but you can go anywhere. And I'm one of those guys that likes to have two or three of something. You know, I don't like, oh, I ran out of that. I got to go to the store and get that thing. So if it's, you know, Kleenex or toilet paper or, you know, barbecue sauce or juice or almond milk. You know, I want to have two or three. You know, and it's like, but still, when I eat food, it's kind of like this, like, so I'll go get sushi. Well, that was made that day. And it's like, then you eat it, then, okay, well, you need food again. So I like that ability to go get, you know, fresh food and eat it and not, well, I got to, you know, because I don't, again, I don't have a huge fridge. So I don't have a big freezer. I can't buy a lot of food in the store. And I started thinking, going, well, you got to look at, like, how do you live? What makes you comfortable? And I'm like, I don't want to live out in the middle of nowhere where there's no access to a store and I got to drive, you know, 3 hours. Like, what are you? Like, it's almost funny. I'm like, there's no way I would do that. But there's part of me that's always kind of fantasized about that. You know, that whatever, that little cool tiny home out on an acre of land in the woods next to a river. It's like, yeah, great. People with a bunch of money have that as a vacation home because you can't live there year round because blah, 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 the inconvenience. So not moving was kind of a big thing that happened, you know, kind of a journey. And I didn't really trip or stress. I mean, in the beginning, I did, because, again, I kind of created this reality and then I couldn't find it because it didn't exist. and that was the mental frustration. But then I started, another cool thing to me was listening to my higher self. Like, I was talking to a client and, you know, kind of bumbling around with words, and she just goes, well, listening to your higher self. And I was like, wow, that's perfect. I mean, yep, I couldn't argue with that. Like, that's because if a little bit better version of me walked in to my apartment and just, you know, magically started going, hey, this is what I want you to focus on, and just got up and walked down, I'm like, wow, that was me. But I could tell it was a better me. All right, I'm like, why would I not listen? And it was not go to the beach one day. And then 2 days later, I'm like, well, I'm going today because I didn't go, you know, 2 days ago and was ready. And then I was like, yeah, I'm not going. And it wasn't, what does that mean? I was like, okay. And I had nothing planned, nothing. And I was like, and then this voice was like, hey, what's up with all the social media? What's up with all the caffeine? I was like, all right, what if I just cut down on both those? Like, what? I'm going to work on that. I was like, so you're not going to go to the beach and do art. You're going to cut down social media time and caffeine, and which created more time, which was crazy to me because I like the most free time in the world. But if you weren't in a good place, man, you'd want to shoot yourself. Like, time just kills people. Like, time to think, time alone, time in the quiet. And I had a bunch of that, and then it just got like, I'm like, wow, I didn't think I was on the, you know, social media that much, but I'm like, there was just more extra time. And I was just, okay. Like, I completely was agreeing with this plan that was presented to me. And, you know, again, I'm not bright enough to make up any of this stuff. So I was like, yeah, that's the higher self. And I didn't, or my higher self, and I didn't question it. Like, well, what if I'm not going to, well, what is it? It's like, and I was comfortable because at the end of the year, there were seeds being planted, you know, write, meditate, read. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to get on those. Not right away. I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to make it a, you know, a negative kind of, you got to do it boot camp kind of style thing. I'm like, no, it's there. I know that's where I'm headed. And I'm just going to be cool with it. And I love that. It was probably one of the best accomplishments I had, was me being okay with, okay, that's in your head now. Cool. Leave it alone. Let it resonate, you know, just let it chill there. It's planted. Let's, you know, it doesn't have to grow today, this week, next week. And having that kind of patience when all I'm doing is really working on myself is not only key, but I'm like, wow, that's such a great thing that somehow I've achieved. And that was kind of the last note I wrote, was just, I was just very cool in doing less. The last part of this year, of last year. And it's weird to go, wow, I did nothing and felt good. Way to go. I'm so proud. But when you're so used to doing, going, trying, that it feels like, look at all that effort. I'm over here hitting my head against this wall. Look at me. And it's like, yeah, fantastic. How's that going for you? Like, what's all that stuff doing? in a way, it's kind of distracting you from doing the real work, which is the time spent alone so you can think in quiet. People do not want to be alone, and you don't want to think in quiet. It just freaks people out. It's scary. So they got to, you know, numb themselves, medicate, distract, you know, stay busy, run yourself ragged so you collapse and have a bunch of medical things happening. So you got a bunch of stuff to deal with. And that's how a bunch of people live their lives. And I'm glad that I kind of got off that wheel of death. And one other thing that was, you know, pretty huge for me was, you know, I had done a podcast for the last 7 years in March. So a little over 6.5 years, every Thursday. And I did those live experiences with, you know, a client. You know, I was doing even more. And all of a sudden it was just like, well, I just was kind of struggling, like, every Thursday to go, what am I going to say? And it was, you know, just kind of reporting my experiences, the things that happened, client moments, Mosier notes, whatever. So, you know, it was my story and, you know, did my best with it. But there were times when I'm like, you know, I just want to, oh, I got something to say. I'm like, just do that. Well, it's not every Thursday. It's like, that's fine. And someone, great client, Dan, said, you know, your message is out there. Now you're executing the plan. That kind of got me thinking. And then I was like, and I took my first Thursday off just to take a Thursday off to go, okay, there, that's done. Now, you haven't done it every Thursday. You can't say that. And you don't have to. And it doesn't matter. And then like 2-3 weeks later, I'm like, I didn't put one out on a Thursday. I'm like, well, I should this Thursday. And as soon as I heard that, my mom was like, nope, not gonna. I'm not gonna should it. You know, I'm going to stop shitting on myself. So I took 2 Thursdays off, and that was even more empowering. I'm like, okay, now, when I got something to say, I'll say it. And like last week, I sat down and went, you know, and it was done. And I'm like, I didn't even look at these notes. I'm like, all right, I guess I had something to say. And I'm, well, now I got notes, so I'll do that, you know, next week in 2022. That's exactly what it's going to be. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, I stopped, you know, kind of going to the beach for, I don't even know if it was a month or if it was over that. And didn't think, oh, I haven't, like, oh, what's it like? I mean, I didn't even, it's like, yeah, I'm, you know, because I was doing stuff. I was working on me. If I'm working on me and part of that is going to the beach because it serves me, then cool. And if I'm not going to the beach because that serves me, I'm working on me, then cool. And to operate, vibrate in that zone, frequency, whoosh, thank you, Jesus. One of the things I wrote down, and I just never knew if I had shared this on the podcast because it was this floating note, but it was kind of a thought I had one day thinking about kind of like how I am as a trainer now with people, what I talk about, what I don't talk about, what I focus on. And then I think about myself in the past. And this isn't blaming me. This is just, you know, looking back at yourself and realizing some things. I don't think it was conscious, but I think at some point it was ingrained that my pain, my hurt came from people. So as I got new people in my life, whether they were friends or they were clients, it was like, all right, well, now you need to fix me. Treat me this way. Appreciate me. Respect me. Don't do what others did in the past. And I was like, wow. I mean, it wasn't like blatant. But just, you know, after a while, I'm like, well, what's in this for me? And what can I get? And, you know, am I getting enough? Just that, all those, again, just noise. And it's got nothing to do with them. All with me. It didn't have to do any girl I dated at all. Just all with me. If I'm not quiet in my head, I'm not cool in my head, I'm not peaceful in my head, there's going to be a bunch of people that aren't great, aren't serving me. They're not hurting me. They're not, you know, they're just not serving me. But it's my choice. It's on me. And that was something I kind of really realized, that the whole time that I have grown, as I tell my clients, it's been me. I help my clients. I'm a great cheerleader. But they do the work. They got to do the homework. They got to show up and talk to me every week. They got to be honest. They got to share all that stuff. That's work. That's hard. That's uncomfortable. That's unfamiliar. That's why it's rewarding. And that's why that personal growth thing is so dope. because you can work and make money and work and make money and, you know, achieve whatever you want to achieve, and it's fantastic. But if there's a squeaky wheel and you never address it, it's never going to go away. So you're never going to be completely, you know, fulfilled, have balance. But if you address that squeaky wheel and you stop and you reflect and you slow down and you go, what do I need to do to make sure that my time and energy is going into things that serve me? How can I stay present? How can I be thankful every day? When you start walking that path, the reward on that path, something you'll never experience, no matter how much money you make, how many cars you have, how big your house is. And that was kind of the cool thing. It's like, wow, I feel great. 55, 56, going on 57. Well, who's doing it? Me. Who's helping? No one. Wow. Yep. Because you get it. There's noise in your head. I've said it. This is my formula. You quiet that noise, create space. What occupies that space? The good that lies within you. There's like this cap on it, and that's your fear and your doubt and your past and kryptonite and noise and a conversation that shouldn't be in there. And you get rid of all that stuff, and you quiet the noise. What's left? Just space. Just space. And slowly, over time, you start going, hey, I felt this. Hey, I did that. Hey, you know what? I'm in a... And you're like, okay, what's... And that was it. I started going, what's different? I mean, I know exactly how I felt moving into this place that I'm recording from right now, the Zen Garden in Hollywood, at 48. So we're going on 9 years. I remember exactly how I felt, exactly what it looked like. No Zen. And here I am. Place right now looks better than it's ever looked. Haven't shared a picture. Don't care. Don't need to. It's for me. Every day, I'm thankful for four things. My faith, my health, Zen's health, and right now. And that hasn't changed. And it's just stronger and stronger. And I'm like, man, how I walk the earth now compared to how I did at 48. So we're not saying 20, we're not saying 30. We're saying 48 is a long time to live. And I've completely turned that around. And that's, like I said, you can't get, like, I built the company and had a bunch of employees and a bunch of money and that, you know, cabin out in the middle of nowhere and a couple cars and a motorcycle. I'd be avoiding the quiet moments. And I'd be wondering, why don't I still feel peaceful? Why am I not content? How come I'm struggling to get more? Like, why am I not thankful for what I have? That's exactly how I'd be. Then this is a quote. Nothing in life that you grew through or you learned something huge was quick and easy. And the next quote, suffering is a part of life where the most good stems from. You know, because again, when I just said 48, I know exactly how I felt at 48, but I was like, all right, day one. I remember the first day I sat right here. Like, it's not the same couch, but the same area. And I was on that couch and I was like, all right, this is some quiet to the 100th degree. Like being with my ex stepdaughter, mother-in-law, best girl, you know, friend, my ex's girlfriend, and then her daughter, you know, 90% of the time. So for 3 to 5 women around all the time was kind of common for almost 14 years. And then it was me alone in this apartment. And I'd never lived in an apartment alone, I don't think. Yeah, I didn't. I had roommates up until I moved in, you know, with her. So I just remember going, and I'm like, okay, I get what the new test is. Like, that was highly clear. But there was this part of me going, but no one's going to nag on me. No one's going to critique me. No one's going to be, you know, poking on my chest going, you need to do, you know, just that. That was a reference to my ex, obviously, but it was like, okay. And it was, like I said, day one, like what I went through, what I found out, here's, she wants a divorce. Oh, found out from her best friend she's cheating on me, but I can't tell her that I know because then she'll know her best friend did it. So I got to pretend for the last month while I'm packing up my garage / man room, trying to find a place to live, walking in going, hi, honey. No, I don't know you're cheating on me. Looking for, you know, a place in LA, and I hadn't paid rent in 2 years because we were, you know, my ex was apartment manager. So I was so lost, like almost walking around like kind of a zombie. And the fact that here I was, first apartment I looked at, I got. And it was right here where I was, where I am now. You know, the whole moving thing, I looked at one apartment and it was torn up, but it was, you know, transitioning or whatever. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it. And here I am almost 9 years later. So, you know, it's just that I always tell people that you know how you felt, you know how the bad was. And to be at this point, and you know how you feel. Like, I know exactly how I felt. I know exactly how I felt, you know, and how long it's taken. And I'm turning 57 in March. And, you know, so it's like I get it all. There's no area where there was a blind spot. And that's why I'm thankful. Like, that's plenty. Like, I don't know. I just think if I was working and making money, you'd be like, yeah, but you need to make more. You need to save more because you want to. I'd be looking to buy that next thing or buy that cabin or buy that boat or buy that new car. Or just, you know what I mean? It's like you're constantly making more money so you can buy more stuff so you can stay on that wheel of death. Some people do it well, and I'm not knocking. If you're doing it and it's working for you, yay, God bless you. I'm just saying there's a bunch of people out there that it didn't work that way. And then we're left like, wow, we don't have that picture. We don't have that Hallmark stuff. You know, we don't have those holidays, those moments, those with my better half, whatever it is. I'm like, so what? You can have this amazing life completely by yourself and a dog if you're so lucky. That's a quote I put out today of Charlie Brown carrying Snoopy in a backpack. It said, life's better with a dog. And I was like, yep, posting that. So suffering, man. I knew I was suffering and made me better. And I pushed through that suffering. And, you know, it's just, I look at it and I say, I grew from my suffering. If you took out all, God, you know, go back, take out all my suffering. All my learning, all the lessons, all the growth would be gone as well. So we have to look at it like that. Not, oh, yay, but all right, this is a thing I don't have planned, but I'm going to get through it. I made it through, you know, like that quote said, I made it through. I'm here. Every bad, crazy, scary, fearful, doubting, miserable moment, I made it through. And if you're listening, so did you. So the magical thing I kind of wrote down was, you know, it's not how a day begins and how it ends. And I wrote down, the best hour of the day is the last hour of the day. Because that last hour of the day, I was hugging Zen. And it was funny, kind of, I got a little mad at him and yelled at him earlier and was kind of busy, whatever. And it was like 6 o'clock or something. I just laid down and it was just, you know, had the slow TV on, which is kind of like the nature thing on YouTube. And got these outdoor fires next to creeks and rivers and waterfalls, so that's always on. So that was playing. I walked, you know, just went down to the floor, Zen's bed, our bed, and just snuggled them and held them. And it was just, you know, you could hear the chirping of the birds in the water from the slow TV, but it was just, I was just sitting there and I'm like, this is the best right now. Like, hugging you is the best. Like, I gotta remember that, focusing on Zen and sorry I got mad at today, and, you know, sorry I yelled or whatever. It was just this, and I'm like, just remember, it's not how you start the day, it's how you finish. And I thought, well, you know, how did my year, okay, let's just look at that. It started fantastic. How did it end? Well, the beach was gone. I was like, I'm not, you know, doing that right now, or I'm going to go if I want to walk Zen and play at the beach, but I'm not going there to make art. And then, yeah, I guess it was December. Also, just one day I went to this beach I hadn't gone to in a long time. I had this really cool time, and I did a little balance thing, and it was just cool. It was like a perfect, peaceful, content, amazing day. Like, why I would do what I did that day was because of that day. And then, I don't know, it was like a week. I don't remember the time thing, which is kind of cool. I don't want to be so, oh, I did this twice a week or once a week or this date. It's like, yeah, I just... But I went again, and this time I went up to Rincon. I hadn't gone there in a while, and there was sand, and there was no wind, and there was no people, and I think I only stayed like for an hour and a half. And I came back, and I was driving. I was like, well, everything about that trip was just better. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going out to accomplish. I'm not trying to accomplish. I'm not, you know, doing it too much. And I'm like, well, maybe just, you know, once or twice a week, sometimes three times every week for 2 years, you know, it was just a bit much, and maybe I just needed a break, because the good I still loved, and there wasn't the pressure. Like, I know I got to spend 4 or 5 hours to make something that I kind of find worthy. And I'm like, wow, an hour, hour and a half there, 4 or 5 hours there, you know, hour and a half back. I'm like, well, just don't do that. And then I was like, the third time I went, and it was like same thing. I wasn't sure how long it had been, but it was just peaceful and content. And I made this kind of cool thing. And I was like, well, I guess I haven't given it up. And it was kind of like, well, I can do this. Like, when I do something, it's pretty cool. Like, people will stop and they'll go like, wow, that's cool. And I'm like, you know, if I have that ability to make people stop, I should do that. You know, it's not like, well, those people, you know, the artists you had on your podcast are all way better than you, so you should quit. And not that that was in my head, but it was just like trying to go, well, I need to, like, I know if I put in more time, like, there's this, not pressure, but like a expectation that I would go to the next level or just do more, whatever it was. But there's a couple things that were just vibing wrong. And I was like, click, cut, done, higher self, let's do this. And I wasn't doing anything else. And that fired me up more than anything. I was not doing anything, and I was okay with it. I was like, this is amazing. Like, just totally chilling. Doing the minimum, getting up, running, walking Zen, you know, eating, getting, paying bills, you know what I mean? Doing my stuff, foam rolling, run, getting out of shape. But I wasn't killing the workouts, still not killing the workouts. Listening to my body, being patient with that as well. I'm like, man, when you can handle your reality as is, you don't need anything. You don't need anything. So then it was like the fourth time I went, and I got in the car, and I, you know, put on my ways, and it was like, hour and a half. And never when I'm leaving to the beaches at that. It's always hour and 15, hour and 20 going there. And then I'll cut down maybe 5 or 10 minutes on the way. But it was like, I sat an hour and a half. Like, and I just kind of laughed. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to not look at the clock. And I'd never done that. Not once. Ever. Because I don't know. I just will do it. I just, oh, I'm doing well, making time. Oh, I've, you know, cut 5 minutes off. Oh, there's a delay, whatever. I just check in with, and I didn't check in once. And I get there, and I think it was, ended up being like an hour and 15 again. And I just kind of chuckled how I didn't watch the clock for the first time ever driving. And I didn't care. And I have this magical day. I make this really cool thing. You know, great day with Zen. And I get in the car, and it says an hour 50. And it's never said that on the way back. It's always around an hour and a half. And I was like, that's almost two. I was like, but I thought, oh, yeah, it's Friday. And I was like, it's just always longer on Friday. And it took exactly an hour and 50 minutes. And the amazing thing was, I just didn't care. Like, it didn't get to me. And again, being so aware of, I was like burnt or spent or done. I'm like, you're taking a break, which to me was, I'm not going today. Okay, you're not going. I'm like, I'm not going. I just didn't plan. Like a week would go by and I'm like, yeah, don't care. And another week would go by and I'm like, yeah, I don't care. And I didn't question it. I was just like, again, I'm just assuming I'm listening to my higher self. And then here I was going, okay, now I'm just going less. I don't have any expectations. I mean, if something don't turn out, I won't take pictures. But everything was cool. Like, I liked what I was doing. You know, I was happy with it. It made me feel good. You know what I mean? You make someone, a couple walks by, and they stop, and they smile. And it's like, I don't know. Like, if you can do that, you should do that kind of a thing. And it just felt good. And then December 31st of 2021, I was like, I'm just going to drive to this beach, Topanga, which I don't go to a lot because there's like never any beach area, never any sand. It's just high tide all the time now. And I just walked down with my camera and Zen. I had the bag, you know, just in case because I was going to stop at a couple places. And I just carried the bag anyways, my backpack. And walked down and started walking, and it was just like perfect. Like it was just like this super, it had enough sand, and, you know, a little bit of wind and some stones. And I had like, and it was just Zen and I. And I just remember smiling, going, hey, it's December 31st, 2021, and look what I'm doing. Like, here's how I'm finishing the year, you know? And it was just, it was a beautiful moment, aware of it. And that's how I looked at 21. Like in that moment, I'm like, wow, Zen's healthy. I'm healthy. We're at the beach. It's the end of December 2021. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it was just, like I said, it was just, it's like a peaceful contentment. I do not use the word happy. I use the words peaceful, content, and joy. A couple things I wanted to mention. If you are a Netflix person, watch a show about Tig Notaro. T-I-G. I never met her, never really knew anything about her. And just on kind of a whim, I watched it. And then I asked Hardwick if he knew her. And he goes, yeah, I love Tig. And I'm like, well, I just watched her movie. And it's so moving, and what she goes through, and how bad she suffers, and how she comes out of it. It was just poetic. I don't think I ever give movie reviews, but a second one. And I just watched this one. I watched it in little parts, but I watched it for the third time. I can't tell you a movie. I mean, obviously an older movie I've watched in the past, I'll watch again, but I watched it twice in one day. And then over the last week, I've kind of watched like, you know, 15, 20 minutes here and kept watching and watched through a third time. And it's called The Alpinist, A-L-P-I-N-I-S-T. It's about a cat named Marc-André Lacroix. It's like a 23-year-old mountain climber, alpinist, they call him. And he was pretty much unknown, which was kind of like the cool thing. But the guy that did The Soloist, Mark Honnold, is like in the movie, you know, throughout it, talking about this guy. And hearing about this, yeah, I heard about this young kid who broke one of my records. I'm like, no one even heard about this guy. Then you hear about what he's been doing. You're like, what? And he was kind of this unknown guy and young who had been doing these amazing things. And I think that was kind of it. I told Mosher to watch it. And I was like, I don't know exactly why it affected me so much or why it intrigued me so much. But the fact that this guy at one point in the movie says, for the experience I need, I want, I need to be alone. No camera people, no person helping him. Doesn't even bring a cell phone to call for help. He goes, the best feeling in the world is to walk up to a mountain. And it's just that mountain and your ability to climb it and that is it. And he's this, and his girlfriend, who says it, he's so socially awkward. And it's like he's just this different dude built a different way. And like Mark Honnold would talk at times, and he's just like arresting heart rate crazy low. So like the only things where your heart would be pounding out of your chest, and they're like, what? So they're just built different. Like they're not up on there going, oh my God, I'm so high up. Oh my God, what am I falling? They're like, I'm 2 feet off the ground. You know, I'm in the backyard in a sandbox, 2 feet off the ground. You know, they're not affected by it. But how he thought and how he looked at the world, I just watched it for the third time. And the thing that was kind of cool, I'm not going to say any more about the movie, to watch it, have you watch it. But his girlfriend said when he would come down after a huge trip, climb, there was like this glow. There was like this different, like he had changed. And then Mark says, it's not like when you accomplish it, you're like, oh, I've changed because of accomplishing it, you know, summiting the top. He goes, but all you did to prepare, all you did that, you know, to go through, all you went through to get to that moment, to get to that journey, to get to that climb, that is what changes you and leaves that lasting impact. And that was just incredibly moving to me. All right, I'm going to end with one thing. So I don't hear back from a bunch of people, and that's okay. I always figure, you know, it's like with the Sunday morning messages. You know, if I heard from one person, I was like, okay, cool. That's enough. But I just didn't hear back from a lot of people. So I was just always kind of used to that. You know, again, with this podcast, I don't get a lot. It was kind of just like more in the beginning than less the next year and less the next year and less the next year. And, you know, I don't get a bunch of people, you know, sharing their stories or chiming in, commenting on the podcast. And not anything right, wrong, good, or bad. If your ego needs to be stroked, then that's a whole different thing. But if you know in your heart you're helping people, then you don't need to hear from people. And that's how I feel. But I am human. And of course, you'd like to hear from people. So I'm going to end this episode with one of the nicest things that's ever been said, especially in a long time. And it was just cool because it was about the podcast. And I was like, you know, it's the end of the year. I'm like, it's a great way to end the year. And this is from a lady that is friends with me on Facebook, Miss Morty McAdams. And I posted my podcast on Facebook, and she shared the post, and I said, thank you for sharing. And she said, Tom, each sentence, thought you share is deep and sincere. It resonates. By sharing it with the world, you spread light, love, peace, and hope. And I find that beautiful. It touches my heart. I'm sending you and Zen tons of love and good energy. And it was just out of the blue. I think she'd shared it a couple times, and I would just, you know, say, hey, thanks for sharing it. And like I said, it was such a, I mean, it was a real sincere comment, and it went like right to my heart, and it was just this little hug, and it was like, there you go. That's all you need now. 2022, here we come. So thank you, Morty, so much for that. That really, really, really touched my heart. Just wanted to say thank you to the listeners again. Without listeners, you know, I would not have a podcast. And my clients, you know, they all had you know, they didn't have a great 2020, 2021. But how they did handle 2020 and 2021 impressed each and every one of my clients. They're thankful for how well they are doing. And to be involved with people that are living that life, you know, searching for the better to them, deeming themselves worthy, is completely filling. You know, that's my tribe now. And they inspire me each and every day. And I'm very, very thankful for each and every one of my clients. And last shout out for my producer. Just chatted with him before the end of the year, Nico, the Canadian assassin. And he is just a dude that is full of joy, and he is the best version of himself, and he gets it, and he's thankful, and joy just exudes from him. And to have that energy as a component of this podcast just makes it better. And I'm just super thankful to have that cat in my life and being the producer. So Nico, thank you, thank you, thank you for being you. And 2022, let's do this, because you are worth it. First one of the new year, 2022 is upon us. Let's just keep doing what we've been doing. Little things consistently. What year it is, what day it is, it does not matter. We will always begin to focus in the moment, be present, and control what we can. So let us do that. Seated, legs folded if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over your hips, navel tucked into your spine. We will focus on the inhale, and we will draw it in through the nose, elongating it, slowing it down. We will allow the exhale out the mouth. We will focus on it, elongate it, and slow it down. We will keep that rhythm, and we will keep that flow, while maintaining that connection between our mind and our body. That is what should be occupying the space between your ears. If anything else enters, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Bravo. Well, the quote, if you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing, is on my mind in line with little things done consistently, which I always think of during the Pro You moment, because it's 180 seconds, it's a little thing, but done consistently 420 some times, potentially you've gotten better at it. It's a skill. You value that Pro You moment. You understand it. 180 seconds, and I can feel that. I can do that. It's an example of stopping and pausing, reflecting, controlling that which you can control. It's all good. There's no bad. And here we are. 2022. Sounds very futuristic when you're my age. But I thought, you know, I didn't really change anything from 2020 and 2021. I just kept doing what I was doing because I liked what I was getting. But that in itself is an equation. When repeated, it will become stronger. You will get better at that. So I look at 2022. I have no expectations. I have no plans. I have no goals. I'm just going to take today as I took yesterday, as I took the day before that, as I took every day in 2021. I'll do my best to stay present and focused on the day at hand by being thankful. I mean, to me, you know, not being the brightest star in the sky, I like things just simple. Like, just tell me the answer and I'll do it. You know, I'm cool at repetition. But gray, you know, this way, that way, kind of this, kind of that, maybe no, maybe yes. Very hard for me. 2 + 2 = 4. Got it, bye. I'm moving forward. I know how I felt up until 48, and I know exactly with perfect clarity what I felt at 55. And like I said, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because I like what I'm getting. And here it is, 2022. Few months away from turning 57, and that's all I'm doing is doing what I have been doing so I can hopefully keep getting what I'm getting. And that's my message. Come to my well by the water I sell. That's what I'm selling for free. Peace and God bless, my beautiful people.